Cuba, and much more. Today is Thursday, November 2, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced that for more than 30 years, the United States has ignored and disrespected the international community at the United Nations General Assembly by maintaining and strengthening the blockade. Onyx, Díaz-Canel added, that its country will continue to insist and present before that body the report entitled Necessity of Ending the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade Imposed by the United States Against Cuba. The debate on the project presented by Cuba and supported by speakers from all continents began at the United Nations on Monday. The resolution, which estimates the damage caused by that policy, $4.867 billion, between March 1, 2022 and February 28, 2023, was voted on this Thursday morning and resulted in 187 votes in favor, 2 against by the United States and Israel, and 1 abstention by Ukraine. Cuba published today in the Official Gazette a new rule of requirement for commercial establishments subject to registration in the Central Registry, temporary or permanent, to have at least one online payment option. According to the Official Gazette, entities to be registered in the Central Commercial Registry must have at least one of the national gateways or point-of-sale terminals to provide services. Earlier, the Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Internal Trade, Inalvi Smith, explained that the rule corresponds to the expansion of the binarization of operations in the trade system as of the implementation of Resolution 111 of the Central Bank of Cuba. Smith said that this new requirement corresponds to the will to promote the development of e-commerce and strengthen consumer rights by providing other payment options. The policy of the United States is punishing Cuba for its humanitarian example, which is contrary to the Northern powers' interests. Martin Coppell, leader of the Socialist Workers Party in New York, expressed. In statements to Prensa Latina, Coppell, who is an activist and a writer, said that the immobility of Joe Biden's administration toward Cuba responds to bipartisan interests. Both Republicans and Democrats have agreed on one thing: to try to destroy the example of the revolution and the fighting spirit of the people, the politician stressed. According to Coppell, this explains why every U.S. president has maintained the siege despite the international community's call to end it after more than 3 decades of rejection at the United Nations. Washington wants to condemn with sanctions, travel restrictions, and persecution of financial transactions at an international level, trying to undermine Cuban internationalism and the prestige of doctors who are going to provide services in a self-sacrificing way, he acknowledged. He added that the government of the United States not only hates that example, but also fears it because it knows millions of people can learn of it. The National Museum of Fine Arts of Cuba joins this weekend the celebrations of the 20th anniversary of art and fashion with activities in the central yard of the Cuban Art Building starting on Friday, November 3, and continuing on Saturday 4. The art and fashion event has been, for these 2 decades, the platform to show the possibilities that Cuban designers have using natural or recycled materials. It is also seen in its editions, the use of textiles in a novel way, as a laboratory focused on fashion that is not to wear, but aims for experiments and towards the future, as stated by its organizers. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.